It's summertime on campus, so why not fill up those empty dorm rooms? Washington and Lee University in Virginia invites alumni back for a week of seminars. High school students visit Bentley University in Massachusetts for an investment management program called Wall Street 101. Teachers come to Colgate in New York to learn about the Underground Railroad. There's theater at St. Michael's in Vermont and dance at Bates in Maine. And every summer, all over, lots of music. Noah Adams spent a few days at Oberlin in Ohio to watch the unfolding drama of teenagers competing in the Thomas and Evan Cooper International Piano Competition.
We'll start this story at the end, with a moment from the last night, the final round of competition. It took place on stage at Severance Hall in Cleveland. Three young pianists each played a concerto with the Cleveland Orchestra. The judges got together, and then the winner was announced.
And in first place, George Lee.
The man who got to say that was Thomas Cooper, who, along with his wife Yvonne, made it financially possible for the three Oberlin finalists to play with the Cleveland Orchestra. Cooper is an Oberlin College graduate. He works for an investment firm in Boston. His wife teaches piano. And now we go back 9 days to where it all started, at the Oberlin Conservatory of Music. The eventual winner, George Lee, 14 years old, his last name is spelled L-I, is sitting with his brother, his mom, and dad, as the pianists, ages 13 through 18, tired, excited, are welcomed as a group.
This competition, since it first began, has had a motto, you know, a guiding principle. And our motto is, never take the results of any competition seriously unless you win, right?
Robert Channon is a piano professor at Oberlin. He put this festival together 15 years ago. This is the first time it's called the Cooper International Piano Competition. He watched 160 audition DVDs this year. He selected 43. All those pianists showed up. Many came from Asia.
So you may have noticed that the last session on Sunday afternoon is almost completely full of Chinese names. And that's because all those people got on a plane and came from 13 time zones away. And it's only fair that they should get a chance to acclimatize themselves. And I know that I, coming back from Asia, always start to lose it about 7 o'clock at night. So I try to put those people during the afternoon.
A few days after the welcome, I went back to watch some of the competition. The second round was getting started. In the first elimination round, the original 43 had been cut to 22. That morning, I'd had an email. You've got to get here in time to see George Lee. He's wonderful. So I drove to Oberlin through the northern Ohio countryside into the small town that's been home to the college and music conservatory since the 1800s. George Lee comes to center stage, to a 9-foot Steinway grand, adjusts the bench, reaches to the keyboard, begins his first piece. The music is Czerny's Variations on La Ricordanza, Opus 33. And if you close your eyes, you think, how can this pianist be 14?
My name's Angela Chang, and I'm on the faculty here at Oberlin Conservatory.
My name's Christopher Elton. I'm head of keyboard at the Royal Academy of Music in London.
two other judges this year. They agree they judge the playing, not the age, but they also don't expect a really big sound from the teenagers.
There are different qualities. Young people sometimes have a quality of fearlessness mm-hmm. that older people lose because maybe they've got more horrible awareness of how much they have to lose. And maybe there are too many teachers telling them what to do. And there's a kind of innocence of youth that can be just absolutely engaging.
There are also sometimes, you know, you feel you wish they've lived a little longer. Then they would understand certain kinds of music, certain kinds of feelings, you know, these pieces were conceived in.
This is Anna Hahn, playing in round two of the Oberlin competition. She's from Chandler, Arizona. She'll be in the 10th grade this fall. Goes to high school online so she can practice 4 to 5 hours a day.
The piano will tell you a lot when you're on stage. If you follow your intuition on stage, it's always slightly different in a performance than in practice. And so there's always going to be something special about that one performance. That maybe you'll catch on later and then develop from it. It makes performing inspiring.
Anna Hahn came to Oberlin with her father and her teacher. They're happy in a bed and breakfast. Others stay in dorm rooms or hotel. Everyone pays their own living expenses and airfare.
If the finalists could please meet me in the orchestra room to draw lots.
By midweek, 11 contestants were left, and then 6. The 6 would become 3. And now the competition prizes come into focus. The grand prize is $10,000. And the top 3 win full scholarships to the Oberlin Conservatory. That scholarship would be worth $100,000. One evening, I went along with George Lee to his practice room. He'd been back to the hotel for a swim, and now it was time to settle in with the next music he might play. Later that night, the list of the final 6 would go up on the bulletin board.
How did you feel it went today?
I thought I did very good, and I tried to make Chopin happy.
Instead of watching the others play, George will practice. His mother stays with him. She's not a musician, but she has been to every lesson and every performance of his career. Now Katie Lee sits on the practice room windowsill.
I plan on to be here until he say, "Mom, I need to be alone," and then I'll leave. But I just want to be here when he needs me and share the music. And I enjoy, like sometimes when he really bring out the character, I enjoy listening. And, you know, it's like you're reading a story or you're hearing something like watching a movie in your mind.
And so the evening's work begins. George Lee might be thinking of Severance Hall. The 3 finalists from Oberlin will be at Center Stage, where Rubinstein performed, and Horowitz, and Long Long. And they will play with the Cleveland Orchestra.
When they get here and they hear it in the rehearsal, I think they're going to have some butterflies in their stomachs.
Robert Conrad of WCLV. He's the broadcast commentator for the Cleveland Orchestra and has been since 1965. George Lee, age 14, of Lexington, Massachusetts, won first prize. A review on clevelandclassical.com said, "Mr. Lee's dreamy lyricism, notes like pebbles dropping into a pond, alternated with a romantic turbulence that gave meaning and soul to Chopin's musical swirls of notes." For NPR News, this is Noah Adams.
You can hear a longer excerpt of George Lee's winning performance at nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Elaine Heinzman and produced by Justine Kennan, Jeffrey Bennett, Peter Breslow, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Chris Benderev, Connor Donovan, and Ryan Dunn. Our technical director is Burke Hun. The librarian is Kima Leski. Stephanie Federico is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Ned Wharton and edited by Tony Marcano. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergall. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Leanne Hansen.